The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because Yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment and a GDP growth rate of 4.5%?
Yeah.
Absolutely an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
Listen, your ability to investigate, your ability to prognosticate, your ability to explain. Thank you for this. And it's astounding that you wrote about this in January 2020.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
I just got to tell you, man, I love what you're doing.
I just thoroughly enjoy your program.
I'm just amazed by it. He inspires me, and he's right.
The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
Bernie Sanders might very well have been the Democratic candidate, but they've stolen against whoever they wanted to steal it from.
Sydney, these are incredible charges that you are making this morning. We, of course, will be following this, and we thank you for joining me today.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Well, there any bigger fool in the world than Bernie Sanders? Bernie, who has fooled all those little Bernie bots, those little socialist mediocre nitwits with their Che Guevara t-shirts and their $2,000 iPhones, running around enjoying the bastion of the greatest permutation of free market capitalism the world's ever seen, and yet demanding Marxism, even as folks are desperate to get out of Cuba. You can't even make this stuff up as we watch what's happening. And Bernie toes the line like the good little apparatchik that he is. They even steal from their own, as Sidney Powell so rightfully said in our previous segment of a broadcast. They even steal from each other in regards to maintaining their hold and their grasp on the reins of power. What do you think about a Bernie Sanders who's willing to be stolen from and yet still toe the company line?
He just sold out. He Yes. sold out for his own benefit and got, what, a third beach house or something? I don't know. But
he's kind of in a race with Patrice Couillard's for most mansions by a Marxist, you know?
Right. Yeah, most mansions by a Marxist. That's a good one.
If we can't laugh in these times of insanity, there's not much left to do. We're talking about what COVID-19 represents, and you just so succinctly distilled down everything that I've thought and believed and talked to this audience about ever since what was a clear retaliation for the fact that Donald Trump destroyed them in the trade war. You look at what happened to the Chinese economy. They went from a debt-to-GDP ratio of 40% in 2015 to a debt-to-GDP ratio of 520% at the point at which the virus was released. Means, motive, and opportunity. Is there any doubt in your mind that this was an act of warfare? And why didn't we? This brings us back to the same question. Why does Donald Trump not treat it like an act of war and a collusive act of war by the communist Chinese and the DNC?
And the communists in America.
Yes.
I mean, we need to get a grip on how much China has infected and is controlling the United States of America. There was a Chinese professor on a YouTube clip I saw saying that China owned almost everybody in D.C. except Donald Trump.
Yes.
And they own, I don't know how many universities with the hundreds of millions of dollars they have poured
Confucius
in.
Confucius Institutes.
Yep, to our universities, and especially the science labs, not to mention all the Chinese spies that are over here that we've let in. And we've sold our country to them. Smithfield Foods sold out to China. I don't know how many other meat processing plants have done the same. They own hundreds of thousands of acres of land. We must stop selling our God-given inheritance to the enemy.
Amen and amen. And I, there, not enough exclamation points to put at the end of what you just said. Why are there so few people? You mentioned, you know, the Chinese spies. Eric Swallowswell, I say frequently, the biggest surprise to me about his involvement with a Chinese spy was not that the spy was Chinese, but that the spy was female. I just wonder, are there enough people left that are willing to fight against this corruption and against the treason that has so thoroughly saturated the bureaucracy? Are there enough of us to be able to prevail in this fight?
I think there are. If every Christian gets off the sofa and starts taking a stand, if our ministers will lead, we've got to get back to taking control of our government, starting at the local level and working our way up through everything that needs to be cleaned out. We really need to have an election of at least a third of every office in the country within a year on just paper ballots and real voter ID, and then do the same thing the next year of the next third, and the same year the next year of the last third.
So those efforts on a state basis to get election reform through and get us back to the point, if we don't accomplish that, basically elections cease to exist and cease to matter. And I've said that ever since.
We're Venezuela.
Yes.
This is exactly what happened in Venezuela when Hugo Chavez won. Well, he lost an election, I think, and then that prompted the creation of the system that we now has evolved to what we're using now, and they use the same methods, the same means.
You just mentioned the election reform issues and the efforts that are taking place now. Can you give us your update from your bird's eye view of what's being done and whether enough is happening and succeeding to be able to get us to that point?
We need maximum pressure from the citizens of this country who care about the rule of law and truth and integrity to demand of their legislators in the key states, frankly, in all the states, for a real forensic audit of the election results to be done immediately. No more delay. Wisconsin is now going to do one. There should be one in Michigan. Michigan was totally infested with corruption. Frankly, we even should have one in Florida. And if Governor DeSantis would take the lead on getting that done in Florida right now, then we would have a good measuring stick to go by on the others. But my instincts tell me that the audit was, I mean, that the fraud occurred in Florida too. I think the algorithm was probably run across the country. And then it was just when the algorithm was broken in those key states, they had to step it up and use the hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been very public about the fact that you believe that they tried to cheat in every single jurisdiction. It's just that Donald Trump's victory was so large that it actually overwhelmed the preparations that they had made to be able to steal the results in those states.
Exactly, and I think the algorithm was likely run back in 2016 too. That's why Hillary was so blooming sure she was going to win.
Yes.
But then the Trump voter turnout was much greater than they had predicted on election day itself, which is the time everybody should turn out to vote. And they didn't have the backup plan of the fraudulent ballots in place to pull it off.
Donald Trump, as long as we're on the topic, has spoken openly recently about a 2024 run. I think it's a foregone conclusion in the minds of many people. Question's going to be whether he's suffering enough lawfare or Southern District of New York prosecution or some effort that they make to try to make him constitutionally ineligible to run. Your thoughts about his possibility in a 2024 contest?
They will do something to keep him from being able to run, whatever it takes. I mean, that's obvious from the massive nature of the fraud we've just witnessed. and it's by Republicans and Democrats. Again, we have a unique party of power elites, globalists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them, that it's about them keeping power and them keeping control and them keeping their corrupt gravy train of using tax dollars to fill their own pockets in various ways and kickbacks and everything else. That's what it's about. It's about them lining their own pockets with massive amounts, trillions of dollars of global wealth at stake here.
Yes. The 8,000-pound elephant that has been sitting in the room of this conversation and basically is present for all of this is, are there remaining political options? Or is there still an opportunity for political solution to what's plaguing us? And what happens if the answer to that question is no?
I hate to think what might happen if the answer to that question is no, because the country's going down the drain by the minute. Our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of travel, anything and everything is going down the tubes by the minute as we speak. And particularly with the influx of illegal aliens across the border and bringing COVID and everything else with them. It's a huge problem.
Yeah, this fight continues. I know your role in this fight continues. What's in the immediate offing for Sidney Powell?
Well, I continue to work on litigation to help the country. I continue to speak when I can, as time permits, and just want to keep encouraging people to contact their legislators, contact their representatives, stay on it, start at your county school board, your county commission, your city councils, bird dog those, stand up, make your voices heard. And we're going to have a Wednesday walkout starting at noon on August 11th. We're encouraging everyone to stop and walk out of their office, business, anything else, just shut it down for at least 2 hours, if not the rest of the day, to take a stand for freedom. It's a quiet, peaceful way to let everyone know, essentially a national strike at noon on August 11, to stand up for freedom, make your voices heard by stopping, turn off the TV, walk out of your business, just stop everything so that the country can see how many people want to stand up for freedom and oppose the tyranny that's being shoved down our throats now and all the lies that are being shoved down our throats now.
An actual peaceful protest.
An actual peaceful protest. You don't have to go in the street. You just have to stop whatever you're doing and shut it all down.
As opposed to a fiery but mostly peaceful protest that we saw in the Democrat-controlled cities over the George Soros Summer of Rage of 2020. Sidney Powell, I'm so thankful for your time here today. I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you about these things. Beyond that, I pray blessing and protection and opportunity for you to continue to make your voice heard and to be a powerful weapon in the hands of an almighty God for an embattled nation and for a country that desperately needs a miracle of divine providence such as has been visited on us so frequently over the history of this nation. I pray that we are worthy of just one more. And I thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Shad. I wish I'd known you more than a year ago.
Well, it's a friendship that's never too late to begin, but I thank you for the opportunity. And we'll continue conversation. You're welcome here in any form, whether it's over Skype or in any other fashion, you're always welcome here.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Attorney Sidney Powell has been our guest right here on the Shad Olson Show. She's deeply vested in this fight. You heard about this general strike coming up on August the 11th. This is an opportunity for a broad-based demonstration across the board. I noticed just the other day a meme that had been posted by Joe Biden himself, and it was talking about America being back on track. And then you look down at the likes and the loves, and there were 10 times as many laughy emoji smiley faces that have been logged for this post. On Joe Biden's own, on his own Facebook page, he had 10 times more detractors than he did those who actually liked what it was he posted. It's so clear they stole this. It's so clear that they defrauded the American people. It's time once again to make our voices heard peacefully but forcefully in this fight for liberty and freedom. Find the podcast, www.chadolsonshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.